الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this episode, we invite you to listen to the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and Officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, on August 17, 2023, in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya. Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. The Holy Quran, Surah 17, Ayah 70. This is what the Quran says. A black person who comes from a region where the people are mostly black is also a child of Adam. They are no different from any other person. This logic of racial discrimination, which the West has spread, has reprehensibly practiced and continues to practice to this day, is 100% in contrast to the logic of the Quran and Islam. The Islamic system is opposed to this. Almost 300 to 400 years have passed since Westerners were settled in America, and yet the problem of racial discrimination still exists there. In light of this, do you expect this regime and system to be kind to the Islamic system? Well, the Islamic system is opposed to these things. This is also one of its features.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another feature of the Islamic system is that the Islamic system believes that if a country or a government does not intend to be in conflict with it, or does not wish to show enmity to it and says, let's not fight with each other, the Islamic system must accept this. And if they incline toward peace, you too lean towards it and trust Allah. The Holy Quran, Surah 8, Ayah 61. The other party may be a government that does not share the same beliefs as you, yet it does not seek to be your enemy. It says, let's be allies, let's be at the peace with each other. There is nothing wrong with that. Allah does not forbid you from dealing with kindness and justice with those who did not make war against you on account of religion and did not expel you from your homes. The Holy Quran, Surah 60, Ayah 8. If they haven't started a battle with you, if they haven't driven you out of your home or land, and if they do not have any conflict with you, then accept it. But don't accept if you see the other party is not trustworthy, or if they tell lies and use trickery. Do not slacken and do not call for peace. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah 47, Ayah 75.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.